USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans have changed their Thanksgiving plans in accordance with the CDC's recent warning to stay home. Health officials are urging Americans to celebrate with those in their immediate households to prevent additional spread of COVID-19. Many people are still traveling, though. The TSA already reporting more than 4 million travelers have already passed through their checkpoints nationwide. TSA Administrator David Petrosky telling CBS News they're doing what they can to keep everyone safe.
I think passengers need to make a judgment. My job in TSA and my officer's job is to make sure that if you do choose to travel, we provide you as safe and secure an experience as we possibly can.
President Trump is telling his allies he plans to pardon his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Law enforcement with a big announcement regarding a major drug bust.
The U.S. Attorney's Office is reporting three Mexican nationals tied to cross-border trucking companies were charged in San Diego federal court Tuesday following the discovery of a massive cache of drugs, cash, and ammunition stockpiled at the Otay Mesa truck yard. The seizure totaled $3.5 million in cash, 685 kilograms of cocaine, 24 kilograms of fentanyl, and about 20,000 rounds of 50-caliber ammunition, along with hundreds of body armor vests. Authorities say it belonged to the Sinaloa cartel. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Pennsylvania court has ordered the state to halt work certifying elections until Friday, when it will hold a hearing on a lawsuit trying to have all mail-in votes disqualified. With 99% of the vote counted, Biden leads President Trump by more than 80,000 votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
Jake Sullivan, who President-elect Biden selected to be his national security advisor, defended the Clinton campaign's involvement in the infamous Steele dossier after Republicans raised concern about the credibility of the salacious document. Sullivan saying in a podcast interview that there's nothing from his perspective that is concerning. Sullivan also making some comments that have Republicans on Capitol Hill concerned regarding his thoughts on the rise of China at a lecture back in 2017.
Containment of China. That is a self-defeating policy. But so is acquiescence. We need to strike a middle course, one that encourages China's rise in a manner consistent with an open, fair, rules-based regional order. This will require care and prudence and strategic foresight, and maybe even more basically, it will require sustained attention. It may not have escaped your notice that these are not an ample supply in Washington right now.
Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton reacting to Sullivan's comments.
People like Jake Sullivan have said we should be celebrating the rise of China. It was on the watch of so many of these nominees that China literally built islands out of the water in the South China Sea and militarized them, far extending the reach of their missiles and aircraft and their ships. Sounds a lot like the return of the Obama administration's foreign policy, and that foreign policy had disastrous consequences for our nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.